okay, it stopped playing, so we're just gonna roll with it.
Also just got really loud. I was like, blah.
Podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to our live 69 show.
Hooray!
What better way to finish out the year than with a 69 show?
It's very fitting.
I also got really excited when I realized that this is episode 2.24, which is my birthday.
Yay! Yay!
I thought of that as well when I was writing it down. I was like, this episode is just made for Shandy.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of which, I have props. I have a couple of props. I'm drinking beer, but I put it in my Justin Trudeau mug.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes. So thank you, Secret Santa person.
That Secret Santa person.
I don't know.
If you liked it.
And then I have other props too, because I just thought, why not? I've mentioned before. I think I've told a story of when like somebody stopped by and I had forgotten to put away like all of the sort of just weird like paraphernalia decorations that we have, and so I brought them upstairs. So I thought, hey, why not? It's fitting. So this is my vagina candle and my penis ashtray.
Nice. Yeah. I like it.
I want to pull out my golden shandy, but I
definitely it's not what we all wish for ourselves.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Hey, you know, I heard in some circles it's okay to pull out your golden shandy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is the pull-out method really the golden shandy's preferred?
Sure.
I guess it depends on the context and the audience.
I suppose.
Anyway, my eye is watering. I swear I'm not crying. It's just spontaneously waters, and it's been
just the one,
the left eye. It's usually when I get to work in the morning. But if you're wondering why I have eyeliner on this side and not on this side, it's because it's all watered off in the last half an hour.
I actually can't see you that with enough detail to be able to tell.
Gotcha. Well, this is the first time I've put on makeup in like 3 weeks since the last show. So yay.
No, that's good.
I'm just kidding.
That's good.
I've worn it since. This, I am definitely not, I look at my time hop and I am definitely not a cute pregnant person this time around. Like last time I was, like my skin looked good and like I had like healthy glow. This time it's like bags and not good skin, whatever. Anyway, doesn't matter. Neither here nor there.
See, that's the nice thing about the webcam. It disguises all those things.
I guess. I was watching our last show and was like, oh my God.
Oh, I found the webcam to be very forgiving.
Thanks.
I like the way. Well, I was more for my own narcissistic self. I like how I look in the webcam. I always feel like I look kinder, softer, smoother skinned than I do in real life.
I have horrible lighting up here. But anyway, nobody's here to talk about this. What's up, guys, in the chat?
I like the like. Yeah, that wasn't very smart of me. I almost put it in my Oktoberfest mug, and I should have done that, because now I'm home alone. What am I going to do when I finish this?
Well, exactly. That's why I brought a spare.
I was not that. I was rushing. It was the bowl of spaghetti or an extra beer, and I barely made the wrong choice.
Wow.
Yeah. I
the spaghetti was very good, though.
I'll forgive you if you get up and go get one during the recording. I was thinking about how we can't really take a potty break, but we could just keep talking.
That's okay. We're going to record for 60 to 90 minutes. Get it? 69?
I'm doing that thing again where I'm replying to people's comments in the live chat when I can actually just say them here. Ed just said, Amanda's home alone. And
no.
I commented that Ed is still being creepy.
Nope, certainly not home alone. Did I say that? Daniel has no arms. Can't get me a drink.
Did I tell you guys? Oh, so we watched Home Alone 2 with Zach last week.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's such a great movie, but it has a bit of a stain.
That's okay. I missed the first few minutes, so somehow I missed that stain. But so with Zach, though, it's so funny what like a 3-year-old gets out of a movie versus like, you know, a 33-year-old.
Uh-huh.
First of all, he
also wait 1 second. I would like the record to state that is not Brooklyn. That's siren sound.
I was actually it's here. I was gonna say when we started, it is hot as balls in my room, which is fitting for tonight. But so I opened my window and I was gonna say, like, if it gets too loud, please let me know. And of course, it's like the one time that I've heard a siren in God knows how long. But
yep. Let the record state.
Yeah.
Anyway, Home Alone 2. Go ahead.
So we're in. I was in Target with Zach before we watched Home Alone 2, and they had the Christmas movies on display there in the DVD section. And he was like, look, it's Family Home. It's Family Home.
That is adorable.
You got the important message out of the film.
It was super cute. But so we were watching it with him and it gets to the part. So, okay. So it's like, okay, it's funny what 3-year-old versus 33-year-olds get out of a movie like that. And so the way that we got him to watch it was we were like, it's in, because he first didn't want to. He was like, I want to watch the Toy Paw Patrol, which is just this kid that reviews toys, right? He's into that now. So like, oh,
makes sense.
Home Alone, it's in New York where Aunt Christie lives, and you'll see big buildings, and there might be a fire truck, and there'll be a train. There'll definitely be a train. And he was like, a train? So you're like, yeah, keep watching. There's a train in there somewhere. So we got him to watch it. And every time, like, the Beck, Marv and Harry get hit with, like, any of it, like, he looks so concerned. And I'm sitting there cracking up. So we go, like, it gets to the part where, like, gets the brick, like, hit with the bricks, Marv. And I'm dying. I'm cracking up. And Zach is, like, looking, like, with concern. And I was like, oh, my God, that's right. You're impressionable. So then I had to sit him down. Throw bricks. It's not really funny.
You're impressionable.
Like, we don't, because we all can imagine his next Christmas, he throws a brick at his little brother or something. I don't know where he said brick, but like, wait, hold on.
Well, to be safe, better not leave any lying around.
No, no. So, yeah, I had to have the talk of, like, this is all make-believe. These people are really could get really badly hurt in real life. And mm-hmm.
They would all be dead.
Yes. So some people are saying there's an audio issue in the chat. Let me see if it gets better. I'm going to try to lower you guys just a tad. And if it's a problem, then I don't know. Otherwise, try refreshing.
Come to think of it, though, I was kind of hearing a little bit of an echo feedback thing at the very beginning.
I was too.
Pause your. Oh, you were hearing the echo because I forgot to pause my YouTube video. I'll fix that in post.
Okay.
Yeah. Now though, it should be good. Everything is off on my end, but
yeah, I'm
no.
Yeah, I don't just think I'm crunching anything.
I don't know. I think Home Alone has become one of my favorite Christmas movies now.
Thank you. I get so much shit for that, but I love it.
Why do you? Who gives you shit for Home Alone? Home Alone's a great movie.
Lots of people. So, I mean, pretty much everyone, actually. My husband's kind of over it. He was really hard to he was hard to convince to, like, get on board in the first place. But I think now that he's been here for, like, you know, however many, I don't know, like 11 plus years, and we watch it every year, it's a little bit too much for
him. Hmm? Woody Allen loves it.
Maybe yeah. It just doesn't appeal to the French sensibility.
Well, I think it's partially like the idea of rewatching a movie so many times is not really something that he does. And then also, you know, I mean, the humor's dumb. Like, it's stupid slapstick humor, and I don't usually go for that in any other sort of like movie, but maybe because it's from my childhood and there's the nostalgia factor, maybe because every time I watch it with my mother, she laughs as if it were the first time she had ever seen it.
I do.
That's hilarious. The best. Well, it's a kid's movie. Like, it, yeah, it should be slapsticky. Like, it's not meant to be like an Oscar-winning film.
Right. There's some great lines in there.
It's actually a fun movie.
It's great.
Now, do you like two better than one, or do you like one better?
I like one better.
Yeah, one's a classic.
Yeah.
Although, spoiler alert, those French people in it, they're not French.
Really? Way to ruin the movie, Shandy.
Sorry.
I also always forget that John Candy is in it until he shows up, and I'm like, oh, right! Yes!
Okay. Are you guys watching any of the Christmas movies? Does anybody out there in the chat have any Christmas movies? We can get that portion of the program out of the way first.
I just watched, I watched Muppet Family Christmas on YouTube last night. It's the only place you can still find it. It was like a 1987 like public television holiday movie, and it was great. Nice. It is the absolute best. So I highly recommend you do yourself a favor and look it up and watch it.
In it,
huh?
Is it the one with Fraggle Rock randomly in it?
Yeah, everybody's in it. Like the Fraggles are in it. Sesame Street shows up. Like Miss Piggy is looking like divinely 80s.
Oh my god!
And the last 15 minutes are just carols. They just sing carols for the last 15 minutes.
Wrong with
that's awesome.
It's the best.
Oh, Christmas carols. So Jay and I were playing Christmas music at dinner the other night for Zach. And I was saying how much I love Christmas songs. And we were talking about our favorite Christmas songs. And Jay said that his was Carol of the Bells. And then I said that mine was Angels We Have Heard on High, which I was probably told then was like a lame stereotypical choice.
It's a beautiful song.
All Christmas songs are stupid and stereotypical. That's what makes them great.
So anyway, what's your favorite Christmas song? I know I just totally switched this real quick.
I have three.
Okay.
Ave Maria, Carol of the Bells, and Oh Holy Night.
Oh, I do love it.
Oh, you came up with that really quick. I would have to really think about it.
So, hey,
I've already thought
about it. Fun fact. Oh, Holy Night is Melania's favorite song, Christmas song, too. You're welcome.
Why do you know that?
Because it was on the news last week.
Ugh.
I learned two things. She wants to go to a deserted island for Christmas, and she loves Oh, Holy Night.
Of course she wants really to go fitting. To a deserted island.
She probably wants to go by herself, huh?
She said with her family, but there could have been a language barrier there. She could
I'm sure by family she means just her biological son. No one else.
Anyway,
her so family.
The chat. Well, you guys, Amanda, what was your favorite Christmas song? Sorry,
I have no idea. I'd really have to think about it because it always changes for me. I feel like whenever I'm listening to Christmas music, I'm like, "This is my favorite Christmas song."
Yeah,
and then the next song will come on, and I'm like, "No, this is my favorite Christmas song." So I don't think I could name one.
On high. Well, the chat is saying, as for Christmas movies, White Christmas, Die Hard. I love both of those.
I've never seen Die Hard. Oh my, I know. Weird.
That's awesome.
Sorry, I have something in my tooth, too.
Like that. Even the bad Die Hard knockoffs, I love. Oh, we also watched Jingle All the Way the other night.
How was that?
Just as terrible as you would think.
Sorry, I was not sighing at that. Joanne said last year for the first time she watched It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh,
and I saw that not too long ago too for the first time ever.
Oh, that's a great movie. It's still Lost.
So sweet.
The constant episode of Lost. Yeah, that is a great Christmas episode.
Oh, okay. I really like the Christmas episode of My So-Called Life.
Oh.
Oh man, why'd you have to bring it up? Because I
it's okay. We won't talk about it. Spoiler free, yeah. But it's beautiful. It's a real highlight of the series.
Yeah, it's a wonderful
life. It really is, yeah. And I'm sorry this is on video, but I was eating popcorn before, and I have a thing in my... I
go
just have
it.
To go in.
Do it.
This on the screen. Yeah. Let's see. As far as songs go...
Now's the point in the show where we demonstrate good oral hygiene.
So much better. So many jokes. How about it?
You're flossing your teeth already. We're not barely 69 party.
You should be flossing your teeth at any age.
True.
It's very important.
True.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is excellent. Also.
I am okay with that one.
They put a cat in. There's a squirrel in the tree.
Although I think, and I'm going to eat my my words about Frank not liking Home Alone, because I think I probably have the same thought process with Lash and Lampoon, is I didn't see it as a kid growing up. I saw it as an adult.
Okay.
So, like, I'm a little like, okay.
Yeah, I saw it as an adult, too.
Oh, man. So, it was okay, like the sort of dirty movie, like, as a kid. I saw it when I was young, I remember. And looking back now, like, all this stuff about the husband's, like, sexual fantasies and stuff, and it's a little bit weird.
Oh, it's super weird.
It's a little bit like, what the hell was I watching? But also, great.
Let's see. Okay, Christmas songs. Getting back to that. Oh, Holy Night. Janie said she loves A Holy Night. Mandy said the first Noel, but her second favorite is Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Like the NSYNC song?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Happy Holidays. Is that NSYNC or is that 90 Degrees?
No, it's NSYNC.
Okay.
It came on, I don't know where I was. It was probably at the airport and it came on. And I was like, oh, this song. Right.
This is a great song. My kids made me stop Jingle All the Way after 20 minutes. It's just...
Oh. Do you hear what I hear? I like that one a lot.
That's a good one too. They're all the classics are good.
Yeah.
JP said, "Sorry, I'm late. Happy Hanukkah." That's right. It's December 12th.
Oh, yeah. Right. Happy Hanukkah.
Do you have a favorite Hanukkah song? Let us know. The Office,
like Rock of Ages. That's a Hanukkah song, right? Or it's just a Jewish song. It's nice.
I don't know. See, I said I wasn't going to make any jokes tonight, but I got to make it.
Can't have a joke-free show. I didn't sign off on you not making any jokes.
See, I can't be anti-Semitic. I have a Jew listener. sorry. Okay. there is one Hanukkah song, the dreidel song.
I was going to say, I know the dreidel song.
I know that one too. Oh, Silent Night. That's a pretty song. I used to
sing it is, yeah. Back
when he was a little itty bitty baby. And aww. By that, I mean 6 months old.
Still a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still a baby. Speaking of babies, I set up the baby pool today for guessing. So I was like, well, at 8 weeks out, and I was kind of bored. I should probably, let me start this whole guessing game thing. And I couldn't remember what it was called, so I Googled baby pool. Which, if you Google baby pool, there's a whole lot of other things that come up that isn't like a
taking it now.
Baby is bored.
Like, yeah.
There was a whole lot of birthing pools.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
As soon as I hit enter, I was like, oh, that was a poor choice of Googling.
Although I've never heard of this baby pool thing. Although, but I suppose that like every, there's pools for everything these days.
Happy 69 show.
Yep.
So it was the same one I used for Zach too.
Or whatever. Huh. Yeah, I don't remember you doing one for Zach.
It was like 4 years ago.
That's true. I can't remember what you did a week ago. How am I supposed to remember that?
Exactly. Exactly. Anyway.
So, wait, what's your due date?
February 4th.
Oh, that's right.
I always keep thinking it's closer to your birthday.
That is close to my birthday. My birthday is the 8th.
Yeah, but okay, fine. And I also always get your birthday confused with Annie's and my brother's.
Oh, because your brother's the 11th?
Maybe.
Or the 10th?
I don't remember. See, I always get them all confused. They're all like kind of in the same week, and some of them are in the teens and some of them aren't. I don't
remember. So many February birthdays.
I'm sorry, Chris. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at
my. I already have your gift, though, so.
Damn.
Let me see. He doesn't. Oh, it's the 10th. Okay. I was
close. The 10th.
Okay. Good times. Which is Matt's birthday in the chat.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's cool. That's a good day to be born, I think.
Yeah. All of February.
Yep. A lot of February birthdays.
You know, there really is. I mean, for the shortest month of the year.
Yeah.
A lot of birthdays.
A lot of people get it. So there's that. Okay. But I don't, we're not going for beyond the 4th. Like, you know, the 7th is kind of the latest I'm willing to
hold it in.
Considering the only reason I'm sitting up right now is because I'm in my brace. So I'm here's a tip for anybody that fills out my little pole thingy. Zach was 7 pounds, 14 ounces, 7 pounds, 12 ounces. See, I don't even remember that. this is definitely going to be more than that. I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God. Does that make you nervous? I shouldn't ask you that. I'm sorry.
A little. I did tell somebody on Facebook today that if the baby is 10 pounds, I would consider using the name Ken. So I hashtag Ken.
No, I'm sorry. I am not going to let you do that.
Thank you.
Please. Please make Colleen's baby 10 pounds.
Oh, my poor
also, I don't want your poor vagina have to go through that. Right. I don't want that for you.
That's fair.
Although at a certain size, they'll just do a C-section.
Yeah, but
hey, he's too big to fit.
Promise to name.
Hey, don't laugh. I had a friend that happened to. Kid was too big to fit.
Baby. Oh my God.
Yeah, she had to have a C-section because he was too big.
So, like back in the day, she would have just.
I don't know. It was like this was maybe 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
I want to go back to the day. I mean, like, you know, yeah. Back to medieval times.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's like an 11-pound baby.
Matt says he was 9 pounds, 8 ounces, and Mandy said her brother was 10 pounds, 10 ounces.
Holy shit.
Both of you, it's come out of the planet. I would like to know. Thank you. Let's see. It's 13 days till Drake's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy almost birthday.
Christmas Day, I think. He's talked about that. And then Matt said, I had my 69th episode earlier this week. Oh, he does a show on Sunday night. So, congratulations. Happy 69th.
Nice.
Mike was 11 pounds, 15 ounces. No, that's not true. That's not a real thing.
It's like basically 12 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. That's big.
Oh, hi, Captain.
Anyway, guys, do you have anything before we, I guess, get into some of the more meat and potatoes of this show?
I'm trying to think. I have my props. I have my gift. I'm good to go. I'm eating popcorn.
Yep.
I have a cat. You want to come over?
I believe the correct term is you have a pussy, and I have a pole.
Yeah, I have one of those. But, you know.
And I have one of each.
Yeah.
Austin!
Okay. Kevin.
Look who decided to say hi, Boston.
Hey, hey.
Oh, hey.
Boston, how much did you weigh at birth?
How much did you weigh at birth?
Asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend who might be right here.
A little thing we're working on.
Anyway, glitter. I want to talk about the glitter.
A respectable 8 pounds. Not too big, and not like preemie.
Yeah, about average.
Tasia, Tasia's in the house. That's awesome, honey. You did not actually get me this penis. Frank got me this penis, but I have another penis downstairs that Tasia got me that opens bottles. I should have brought them both. Cool. It's about the same size, actually. That's kind of funny.
Ah, easy mistake then.
Yes, exactly. You have to really see the ball sack to know if it's the bottle opener or the ashtray.
Right. I would imagine they would be different shaped for different purposes.
Yep. She asks where the Icelandic one is. Yeah, it's downstairs. In the drawer.
Is that penis? Okay. Inquiring minds want to know. Shandy, as a feminist, do you actually keep your husband's chicken ball in a jar next to you on your desk?
This is kind of small, just saying. No. It's not Frog's penis.
Well, there we go. Hey, did you have any stories that you wanted to share with us?
That sounds pointed.
Did the pen give it away?
Oh, I'm there. I know what you're talking about.
Wait, who are you asking?
You.
Oh. No. I don't think I do have any stories I want to share.
Cool. James, snipped from unsnipped penis statues at the store. That's probably the question. We'll have to get back to that. Glitter, though. Did you see that glitter is at risk of polluting the environment specifically?
I did hear something about that.
That's sad.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense, though. I like sparkly, but glitter's annoying, man. It gets in everything.
Yeah. I'm fine to let go of the glitter.
Yep. If it's going to save our planet, there's enough things that are already screwing the planet over. I'm okay to let glitter go.
What about biodegradable glitter?
Is that kind of like clean coal? Is that like the same concept?
Yes.
Yeah.
They rub it real, real you know, good before they sell.
You know, they give it a good washing. All that stream water.
JP says the snipped penises are always half off.
Well played, sir. Solid joke.
It's really hard to get off. Hey, Dan here. He said there is no clean coal. Really?
Wow. Darn. What was I thinking then?
But glitter, though. Totally, totally.
Yeah.
You do have biodegradable. Because what do they use at strip clubs?
I'm sure they use very biodegradable glitter.
Well, if it's edible, right?
Yep.
They do have it. You can buy it on Etsy for $6.52.
For how much? A piece of glitter? A fleck?
It's like a little like thingy.
Yeah. You
know, like, oh, remember glitter eyeshadow? That
I do.
Yeah. Someone who still wears green eyeliner because it's Christmas time definitely wore glitter eyeshadow for a long time.
I still have some for, like, you know, special occasions when you're feeling fancy. Halloween mostly.
I don't know if you want to save this for now, or we could do this for after the pack, but I want everybody out there to think of something that didn't suck in 2017, and not something that happened to you, something good that happened, so we can end this show with a happy ending.
Clever.
Oh, Colin.
Smart.
So, everybody's got about a half hour to 45 minutes to figure that out. Chat, I'm talking to you too. And no, the broadcast. Okay, Dan says Ozark. I will kind of accept that answer. The broadcast, though, that's ass kissy, JP. I expected that. baby goat yoga.
Oh, no, I don't think that was. I think that was before this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stranger Things 2, that was pretty good. That was a good thing.
Oh, happened. My God, yes, girl. We still need to talk about that on the podcast.
Oh, shit. When are we going to do that? Now?
2018.
Anybody want to talk about Stranger Things? I liked it.
It was good.
I really liked it.
I did.
Oh, my God. I have one story about Stranger Things.
Okay.
Real quick. Okay, so, you know, I watched season one, like, this year in October, right before season two came out, because per usual, I'm a little bit behind. Anyway, so, like, I basically watched that straight through and then went into season two, watched that pretty much straight through, and was just, like, super all about Stranger Things. Like, you know when you, like, come out of binging something and that's, like, all you can think about, plus Stranger Things, so it was so good. So anyway, the day that we finished watching it, we were invited to a friend's house for dinner. So we go to their house for dinner, and, like, of course, I'm still, like, thinking about Stranger Things and whatnot, and we're at dinner, and we're, like, talking and stuff, and all of a sudden, I feel like I can hear this, like, just, like, okay, like, settle down. Got Stranger Things on the mind.
Settle down.
Whatever. Right. We keep talking, and then, like, a little bit later in the evening, I hear it again, louder, like, like, it's definitely the Stranger Things theme song, and I'm like, what the? And they're like, oh yeah, our neighbors are watching Stranger Things. Like, we can always tell, like, what each other is watching, and sometimes we're watching the same thing at the same time. But it was the neighbors, and I was just like, it's following me. But I wasn't crazy, so that's good.
It is a kick-ass theme song. I did not know seven, though. I'm on that team.
On what team?
Because half of the internet hated episode 7, the 11-centric episode.
And yeah.
I really liked it, or didn't hate
it. Oh, is it the one where she, like, leaves?
Yeah.
I liked it.
I mean, I thought it was, like, important, like, you know, to explain her, like, her story arc, like, where she was going. She obviously had to have that sort of experience. So I understand why it's there, and that's fine. And I think it's interesting in that sense. But as soon as we got back to, like, where the story is really taking place, I was, you know, happier.
I don't know.
So I guess that's in-betweener.
I liked it. I thought it was a nice built-in breath in, like, a really binge-watchy world.
Mm-hmm.
That it's, like, inserting something that kind of takes you out of the story for a minute to let you kind of, like, ruminate, take a breath, give you some backstory. It was very, like, Luke Skywalker going to Yoda and like doing that thing and then coming back and saving the day.
Yeah, except Luke Skywalker going to Yoda was way cooler.
I don't know. She moved a train. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
I was into it.
What I didn't like about it was it kind of disrupted the story too much for me. Like it kind of just sort of killed the momentum. And it also felt very anachronistic to me. Like I didn't feel like it was
an SAT word.
Thank you. That in facetious are two SAT words that I like to use. But no, it didn't feel like it took place in the '80s. It felt like it took place in like 1999, what they thought that the '80s looked like.
Well, but also think it's because you weren't old enough during that point in the '80s to know for certain if it was era appropriate or not?
I don't know.
Because if it took place in 1984, like we weren't old enough to know what was going on.
Yeah, well, we were born.
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't even see your fingers. How were you supposed to know what gutter punks looked like in 84?
I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan. I thought that they all kind of were just annoying, minus the sister.
No, I liked it.
I thought the sister was kind of annoying too.
Yeah, she was kind of annoying.
I'm curious to see what they do with her, like, in the next season. Because it was too much of a setup not to do anything with it. I think it was kind of a game of, like, long ball.
I don't know. She kind of reminded me of, like, whiny emo Harry Potter in Order of the Phoenix, but worse.
Yeah.
Sort of. I don't know. That was what I thought. If anybody in the chat has anything to say about Stranger Things, our impromptu, off-the-cuff discussion... Okay, so nobody has anything. That's exciting.
just breakfast.
Just breakfast. Breakfast is good. I like breakfast.
Me too.
Okay, so let's do some feedback, and then we'll do resolutions and things that didn't suck.
Yes.
Because everybody also has come up with a resolution or whatever.
But also, since it is the 69 show, maybe some things that did suck.
But ended happily.
But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that was purely for the joke. We don't need to talk about things that suck because clearly there are enough of them in the world.
Right.
Right now.
Clearly. All right. So it's time for Facey back. Woo.
Yay.
So I posted the last show at 1:15 in the morning because I don't know. I get upset about things. And I dedicated it to Greg. So Greg, still for you. Then Greg said, I really enjoy listening to this as I prepared to drove to work this morning. Got said, I had to turn it off at work when you all began to read the excerpts of the books. # R-rated, # not work safe, # hilarious.
That's why you use headphones.
Oh, no, it's really just a podcast that I listen to. Three ladies were mocking really bad literary erotica. It was comedy. HR, sure it was. # And then Matt said, # billiards, which I'm glad Matt's in the chat because I didn't get it. For once, but me.
I didn't get it.
I was figuring
out something that nobody else got.
No, not even. I copy paste. Truth be told, there have been times where I have not copy pasted, at least in the early days of the broadcast, I have not copy pasted something because I didn't understand what the comment was referring to. But then I quickly learned that Colleen always will. So that was my approach with this one. I was thinking, was it a reference to something in the Bad Erotica? I don't remember.
Maybe.
Oh, a guy compared his junk to a billiard rack.
Right.
Oh.
It was so terrifying. I wiped it from my memory.
We all got it now.
Yeah. Yep. It was terrible.
Not the joke. The billiard. Yeah.
The billiard imagery. Just not. Should never be used.
Yeah. Matt S. said, I'm so behind. It's kind of embarrassing. And then Matt T said, just get ready for the two latest broadcasters, Dindu and Mai Johnson. Hey, let's just say Roy Moore, Roy Moore, Roy Moore, and see if they
like Beetlejuice, see if they show up.
If you say it, they will come.
Come on, boys. Come out and play.
I dare you.
I think they're too busy taking a victory lap right now.
Well, people are terrible.
That's true.
Ed said, January. That was my emoji reading.
Nice.
If we get lonely, can we still just touch base here? Absolutely. So, yes, this is our last episode for 2017. We will be back. Shandy, you are gone until through January 6th, correct?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're so excited.
I'm
love
so
it.
Excited.
Mike just said, if you say Roy Moore three times in the mirror, Chris Hansen appears.
Oh, that's a good joke. That's a good joke.
Good joke, actually. Okay. We'll be back after that. And we'll be back after that because then we're going to try to plan some fun shows to release whenever I do pop out my hashtag Kenneth the 10-pound baby. Because I genuinely don't know what is going to happen at that point. I mean, if he's born on like a Wednesday and I have a full week to recover, then maybe. If he's born on like a Tuesday, I might actually live stream from the hospital and we could do live.
I think maybe not.
I don't know.
I think maybe not to either one of those scenarios.
I'm a pretty fun person when I have an epidural.
I'm sure you are. Maybe we can.
But you may have
like a patron level thing.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Speaking of,
did I just blow your mind?
we do need to talk Patreon at some point. But we can get to that at the end.
What, the epidural segue wasn't good enough for you?
Well, no, I just want to finish. Okay, so yeah, so February is up in the air, but we are going to try to at least maybe have some guests or something that will maybe so we won't disappear for too long. But again, that's going to be a total play by ear, and we'll keep you updated in the Facebook page or whatever. Okay, yeah. Cool. Joanne's in the chat, and I forgot to mention that I had dinner with Joanne on Saturday, and it was awesome.
Oh, what? Did you know? Yeah. Oh, that's so great.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yay.
I would say I'm jelly, but I did have dinner with her before, too. And I think I was the first.
Okay, well, so I guess I'll be the last one to do that. Okay, fine.
Maybe in May.
That's true.
Yes, May. Yes. God, I am so excited about May.
I know. It's gonna be May.
You know what I need to do in my last couple of days of work before I go on leave? Is I need to ask for those days of leave just so that way nothing could possibly come up. If it's approved 5 months in advance, no.
Truth.
Ed says that he was in Monterey last week and should have found me. Well, I mean, he could have creepily texted me and I might have responded.
Well, where's the fun in that?
Awesome. But anyway, yes, so that was really cool. So we got, Buttershee emails. Okay, so we actually got an email from a Jason Huang, or Huang. Not sure.
Oh my God.
Hotmail. Hi, sir. Have a good day! Exclamation point.
Oh, you actually opened it.
Oh dear. And now we have a virus, or an STD.
I have.
Just Colleen. I didn't touch that.
I have a virus. Okay. Maybe that's why my phone's been.
Do we have chlamydia now?
We might. Okay, this is Jason from Jets on Tech, who is professional on sex products manufacturing. Comma, no space. It's almost like this person doesn't have a good grasp of English. You can use any kind of sex products from our company, comma, no space, such as sex doll, capital V for vibrator, capital M masturbation cup, ECT, possibly etc. We can customize for you. More photos and information, you can reply this email. I will send you catalog as soon as possible. POSSIABLE. This is our latest model of vibrator. We will update every month. You can get more options from our company. Is there any one you are interested?
Man, yeah, it's those, the verbs with prepositions are real hard.
Yeah, real hard. Yeah. Real hard.
Also, what's a masturbation cup?
Is it like a fleshlight?
Yeah.
It's a fleshlight.
It's not for the ladies. It's like a fake vagina that you can like masturbate into.
Okay.
If you're a penis having person.
Okay.
Hold on. I volunteer as tribute to do this. Yeah. On.
Well, I mean, you open the email. You already have chlamydia. Might as well.
If you're going to go.
If you're going to go, you know. A lot of those STDs are treatable now with medication.
Oh, you can get one on Amazon.
Do you want to plug the Amazon?
Yes, you too. Oh, my God.
Do you want to butt plug the Amazon?
No.
Maybe.
It's definitely like a fleshlight. Similar. There's an ass pussy anal sex male masturbator version of it as well. Okay, don't Google it. I really want one.
Yeah, this email, like, we got it a while ago. And because the title is Sex Toys Vibrator for Women, I was like, okay. I mean, that could 100% be an email that we would get. But then, you know how you can see, like, the first line of the email in Gmail without opening it, and I saw that it was addressed to Hi, sir. Like, okay, this is definitely not for us. And then I looked at the name, Jason Huang. You funny man, you, Jason Huang.
Thank you, Jason Huang, for teaching me something today. I can't wait to see what ads pop up now on Colleen's computer. computer. None of mine. Is it on Prime Now? I don't think it was on Prime Now, but. If you'd like to order it, you can do so through janejack.com/Amazon.
Did my Johnson send that email?
It was actually my Johnson's cousin.
Yep.
Mr. Huang.
Yep.
And Drake's wondering how many of these Ed has delivered.
Oh!
I would love to see that. Dan says Jay has a Slimer one. Ew. Oh, a pocket. Okay, pocket pussy fleshlight. So yes, okay. People did know what this was.
That's good.
Use on the sheets so the sheets don't. I guess yes. All right. Moving on. A slime her. Get it. This is the poetry portion of the show. This is from Michael. Hello, broadcasters, and honest of the nicest episode to date. I put together a few haikus. We all know 69 is the greatest of positions, and it's really funny to say. So really, there's no rival in the sexual world. So happy 69th and enjoy the holiday break. All right, are we ready?
Oh my God, yes, I love haikus.
So haiku is, it's what, seven... What is it? Mike, you're in the chat. That's what I, is it like 757 or something like that? I guess count while I read it. Okay. Got my fingers ready.
Doesn't have to be part of the 69, but it's an option. But,
you know.
It's 575. Okay. All right. Everybody in the chat knew that a lot quicker than me. All right. Booty hovering above and nothing could be finer. A dinner for two. Check, please. This is my favorite. I'll have a donut. I'd sure love a banana. Oh God.
Yeah, the one's my favorite too.
Yeah. And it's just as funny the, you know, like third or fourth time that I've read.
Two, dare to dream. The human spirit prevails. Double the pleasure.
And now I'm just thinking of that gum commercial.
Yeah. You never go wrong with a good fart joke.
You really can't. It's also the part where you remember how fucking weird sex really is.
Yep.
Can I tell you the fart story? I didn't tell you guys the fart story. I think I wrote it down and never said it. So, like 2 weeks ago, Zach was awake before us, and Zach comes into our room in the middle of the night. And I like was half, I think we were both kind of pretending to be asleep so we could try to get him to fall back asleep or at least like entertain him. And I farted, and he turns to me and goes, "Mommy, Daddy farted."
And what did you say?
Well, I was torn between keeping up the facade that I was sleeping and laughing. I went, "Silly Daddy." Hold on, writing these haikus down for future dates. All right. As long as you don't read them to your future grandchildren in the bathtub.
True. That's fair.
Yeah, fair.
All right. Oh, we have a voicemail, which I suck and didn't download yet. So hold on. See if this will play, if you guys can hear it.
Okay.
So if not, surprise, you'll all have to listen to this in post.
Ooh. I'm getting popcorn.
Like, is there an earthquake too?
Hopefully not.
Okay.
Hey, Amanda, Colin, Shandy, congratulations on the 69th episode. I can do the
attention. Oh, loud.
69
sorry.
Inspired haiku, so I had
That's
one.
Better.
But also, I was curious if you'd read that short story in the New Yorker that folks were talking about. I think it was called Cat Guy. And I'm sure you guys will be talking about El Presidente's tweet from this morning. But anyway, my haiku for your 69th episode is Ode to 69. Yeah, that's 5 syllables. Ode to 69. Mutual pleasure is the best. Come and give it a test. No, that's to me. Come put it to the test. Yeah, Ode to 69. Mutual pleasure is the best. Come put it to the test. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Nice. That's good.
Who was that? Was that JP?
No, I don't think that was JP's voice.
The person did not identify themselves.
Drive-by haikuer.
Drive-by haikuer.
That's a good episode title.
The bend of haiku.
Drive-by haikuer. I'll write it down. That was awesome. Thank you. If anybody else out there has a Ode to 69 haiku, let's see. I don't know. I'll try to think of one when we read the next email and try to think of one as we're going. So thank you. I don't know who got the word out for all these haikus, but awesome.
I like it. This should be a new segment.
Was that you, Mike? That did not sound like you. Okay, sorry. I'm reading the chat.
Okay. I'm going to read the next email. It's from Anonymous Dater. It's called Adventures in Dating. Hey, ladies, apologies for not clarifying more on what cosplay is in my last email. Essentially, cosplay is dressing up as your favorite character from movies, TV, etc. It can be as screen accurate or inspired by as you want. Essentially, it's dressing up like you might for Halloween, but all year long. It's most commonly done at things like comic conventions, but I also do it as part of a charity group that I volunteer with. That's a really cool charity group, and I would like to know how the cosplaying factors into it, because I'm intrigued. Basically, it's flaunting your nerd flag for everyone to see and a way to meet other nerds that are into the same thing as you. I love it so much because I get to pretend to be someone for a while, and it's allowed me to meet so many great people, most notably my best friend. Our swing dancing date last week was pretty fun. We both dressed up in 40s attire, and he spent 3 hours polishing his boots. I did appreciate that my friend came along with her husband, as I'm just finding it a little easier to do this getting to know him thing in more of a group setting. We went out again Friday night, this time for dinner and a movie, again with my friend and her husband. We're also doing the swing dancing thing again tonight. I talked him into attending the intermediate class beforehand, since that's a little more at my skill level. My friend commented to me that he really likes me. Last week when we met up, he even had a rose for me. Oh, that's very sweet. She talked him out of getting me another one for Friday night since we were doing dinner and then going straight to the movie theater next door. The thing is, I don't know if I feel quite the same. He's very nice and a super sweet guy, but I don't have any particularly strong feelings towards him other than that just yet. While we were texting about our plans for tonight, he had asked what my plans were for earlier in the day, saying how he could use a good cuddle. I'm not quite ready for that, so I told him that I had a lot of things to do, which I in fact did. I just want to take things slow since I'm new to this and I just see where it's going. Thanks for the advice to not be so in my head about everything as well as everything else. I promise to keep you ladies appraised of any more developments. Anonymous dater. Yeah, and I should have mentioned before I started reading that this was a follow-up to an email from last week, but I'm dumb, so I didn't do that.
Sorry, as you're reading this, Jay's on the phone with on speaker, and I'm trying to. I was trying to figure out if somebody was actually outside downstairs or on the phone.
Hmm. Oh, and
still not sure. The iPhone 8 or whatever it is has an incredible speaker. It sounds like somebody is actually in the room.
Wow. So,
as you know, our realtor likes to just come by at any point in the day or night. So,
wow, that's a little.
It could be. It could be. In fact, I'm so sorry, Anonymous. I really did that thing I do. Usually we just cut that shit out, but sorry.
We're in real time. But yeah, no, thank you for the follow-up, Anonymous. Yeah, I would still say I think it's okay to not know how you feel about things at current. I don't think you need to make a split decision just yet about if you're into it or not. You can just kind of keep doing what you're doing. I think there's kind of two schools of thought sometimes when it comes to dating. You either come on really strong in the beginning or you take a little bit to warm up. And I don't think either one is particularly bad. It's just your style.
Yeah. And a lot of people are like that, actually. So
yeah, I'm totally like that. I think I get a little weirded out too when people are like really aggressive in the beginning. But I think it probably would if you notice it's starting to become like a little bit of an issue between the two of you, I think it's important to say something, to like make it known that you like to take things slow and you don't really feel comfortable yet. Just so that the other person knows, because we're all a little self-obsessed and we all get in our own heads, and it's easier just to be clear with someone.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I kind of like that you're like going on group things. I don't think there should be any pressure to do anything any certain way. I am, however, wondering about what a good cuddle entails.
Just I love snuggles and cuddles.
No, I do, but like when somebody asks you that, I guess, I don't know, maybe I haven't been asked for, nobody's really ever said I could use a good cuddle.
I've seen that in online dating. I think sometimes guys are trying, you know, I think sometimes it's just maybe set yourself from the pack or to try and be cute or
to be cute. And in that, like, I don't want to like tap it and, you know, hit it and quit it kind of way. Like, no, I like,
I mean, but does he mean like, I want to fuck? Like, are you down to fuck? Do you want to come over and we can have 69?
I think it depends. It might be a little bit of a testing the waters. I don't think we know this guy well enough to know what his intentions were. It could have been just that. Like, he was just trying to be cute and trying to nudge things towards a more physical place, or to let Anonymous know that he maybe wants to get physical.
Yes. And okay, JP and Drake in the chat are saying sometimes a cuddle is just a cuddle, and sometimes you need the feeling of another human in your arms. And I'll be the first to say I would be totally down to cuddle like all the time with like basically anyone that I like as a person. I'm just wondering, because I had never heard that as like a thing.
So you think that I could use a good cuddle is the new Netflix and chill?
That's kind of what I was asking. Yeah. And like, what is that? What are we supposed to decode from that? Because I do understand that would be great, actually. God, I would totally just love to cuddle. I was just wondering if that's actually what he meant. That's all. Anyway.
Okay. Well.
And David says that a cuddle is never just a cuddle. So.
That's true. But
Well, but maybe. You know, it's like, we don't know. We don't have enough context clues here.
Yeah. And it says, can just friends cuddle? I do think that just friends can cuddle.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've cuddled with friends, actually, come to think of it. But we just didn't say, like, hey, I'm in need of a cuddle. But I think that's a great thing to be able to say.
Hey.
We can cuddle party. Yes.
Cuddle fest.
That's true. Cuddle fest. Colleen and I, we've definitely cuddled before.
Oh.
Actually, we have.
Yeah.
Dan says, Raleigh and Cuddle is the new Netflix and chill.
Forget Cards Against Humanity. This is going to be like cuddle time on Sunday.
I haven't had a good cuddle in like 7 years. Zachy can cuddles. We have snuggle time, though.
Oh, that's nice.
Ed said, okay, Shandy, I will text you next time you want a good cuddle. Quick, we need somebody to come up with a cuddling haiku. Chill, that's five. Want to Netflix and chill. There's
and chilla.
Okay. And chilled.
I need a
cuddle. And chillax?
Chillax. There it is.
Let's. Oh, fuck this. I don't know how to do it.
I think you can put that in the cuddling.
Yeah.
The cuddling. Yeah. Greg says, my last girlfriend liked cuddling too, but she always wanted to go further. I feel like cuddling could be a gateway drug. Sure. To other things. In my house, it's kind of an unofficial because I like to cuddle and Jade doesn't. So sometimes it becomes an unofficial, like, okay, you can cuddle, but then, you know, it is going to be a gateway drug, so just be careful.
It's going to be something else.
It's never just a cuddle. That's right. A cuddle is not. Cuddle is never just. Oh, fuck that. I can't. I talk too much to contain my syllables. My syllables can't be contained. Ed will text Shandy. He wants to cuddle with her. Two words. It's awkward.
Two words is awkward.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Wait, I'm lost.
So it's three up from the bottom in the chat right now.
Is it? Oh, is it a haiku?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Jane says, I cuddle with my daughter every day. Actually, I was going to say that, and then I got distracted to ask you if you did. All right, everybody loves cuddling except Jay Glatfelter, so you're all weirdos. You guys are all good.
Hey, I think I talked about Bitch Face on this podcast before, but they had a whole almost like episode about cuddling. Check that shit out. There are professional cuddlers out there, which I think is like probably the best job ever.
Oh yeah, that is pretty great.
It's the mini series Against the Couple Form. Check it out, Bitch Face. They have a Montana phone number. I don't know what's up with that, but it's awesome.
And then we'll finish this with. Drake says, cuddling releases oxytocin in your brain, a literal drug. So there we go.
Yeah, nice.
I think that we should have a cuddle intervention with Jay in May. Literally
cuddle. All right. I'll bring my intervention sign. Yes,
Operation Cuddle.
All right.
Greg has a haiku. Can we please cuddle? I want to feel you right here. Where did your pants go?
See, I keep forgetting that people are writing in haikus, and I'm like reading these as actual comments. And like, wait, what?
Like, what? Got real weird.
A little bit, yeah. It was a little bit of that, but I get it now. Yay!
Cuddlevention, yes. Keep the haikus coming. We'll start with the with the next one. What's our next email?
Okay, so we have 2017 in Andy's virginity.
Yes, nice. Ma'am.
Okay, so Andy writes in, hey, Broads, sorry I've been MIA the last few weeks, but since it is the last broadcast of 2017, I felt I owed you an update. Unfortunately, this absence hasn't been because I met the woman of my dreams and we've been having the sex for 3 weeks straight to make up for lost time.
The sex. I always love it when you end the.
Yes, it is great. There just hasn't been anything to report. The woman I was talking to at the time of my last letter ghosted me, but unlike Miss Flake, I think I can guess why. To borrow a term from improv, I couldn't figure out a way to yes and the conversation, and maybe came off like a wet blanket. Oh well, she lives a 15-minute drive from me, so at least I don't have to think about a commute. I've messaged four other women and none replied to me. Like everything else, the dating site has slowed down for the holidays. Being single around the holidays is a drag. I'd argue it's a bigger bummer than being single on Valentine's Day. I'm prone to some melancholy during the holidays, like a lot of people. Things slow down, it gets colder, and the sun sets at 4. Not to mention this year has been rough to say the least. Sometimes it'd be nice to spend these quieter moments with someone, or at least someone to help stay warm with. Since it's the end of the year, I wanted to thank you three for listening to my story. Hard to believe it's been about 6 months since I first wrote to the show. Can't say this is where I wanted to be 6 months in, but I'm trying to focus on the positives, like I went on a date and have been reaching out to women in hopes of getting a date. I just got to keep telling myself to keep going because eventually I'll get to someone who says yes, and eventually someone who will say yes multiple times, maybe with, oh God, my name, or some directions if necessary. Winky face. So Merry Christmas, ladies. Have a happy holiday season with the ones you love, and here's to a happier, less sexually frustrating 2018. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Nice.
Yes. I hope the same for everyone.
Yeah, me too.
Does anybody have anything that they want to add to that?
I just, you know, just keep on keeping on. Like, I think it's funny because I was about to say, like, you know, it's kind of such an artificial thing. Like, of course, you get to the end of the year and you want to kind of like assess how the year's been. And so you can be kind of sad if it didn't go the way that you wanted it to go. But it's artificial because it's just like December 31st just goes into January 1st and it's not actually different. And that's kind of ironic because we are about to do just that. But I guess just keep it in perspective. And I mean, I think Andy started and... you know, you can't expect everything to be great right away. So,
yeah, actually, that's really, really great advice, actually. Yeah. I really like that you're focusing on the positives because we were just talking in the chat. So that I was joking that I, in real life, am like a John Lennon and I need wine or something to become a Paul. And I really like that you are doing total opposite of me, which is focusing on the positives. And I hope that you writing into the show really has helped. So, because that would, you know, I feel like we're all in this with you.
Right. And, you know, I think there are some positives, you know, it's like Andy's been on a date. Like he's had some conversations. He's, well, you know, it hasn't been a giant success. It has been some, there has been some success, you know, and I think 6 months is like a glass half full, glass half empty kind of thing. It's how you look at it. It could be not a lot of time or it could be a lot of time. So I think, you know, he's made some really good strides.
Yeah.
In that amount of time.
Janie says,
proud of you, Andy.
Janie says, it's hard to be single during the holidays. I've been single for 6 years and it's harder during this time of year.
Yeah, no, for sure. Because I think, you know, the holiday machine is such to make us feel like we need to have people in our life and that in a romantic way.
Yeah. I think we kind of hit everything. If anybody in the chat has anything to add, let us know.
Yep. More good to come in the next year.
And that's why we're having a live 69 show.
Yep.
More good to come.
I'm always excited for the even years.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I used to be too, and then I had the worst year of my entire life in 2016. So,
oh, well, there's that.
Well, yeah. Okay, so why are you always hopeful for the even years?
I mean, I think it's as stupid as because I was born in an even year, my birthday is an even month, and my birthday is an even day.
Yes, same.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I don't think that's stupid. I think that's rad.
I have, oh my God, I'm so happy that somebody else out there thinks the same way as me. I was a little disappointed when Zach was born on the 13th because I was like, but I want him to be born on the
10th. But that's a lucky number. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Friday the 13th, and it was a full moon, so it was kind of awesome.
Wait, he was born on a Friday the 13th?
Was.
A full moon. I feel like I'm sure I knew that.
Dial.
Yeah. Well, why would you know that if, you know,
Raleigh? Because we were friends when he was born. Well, we were sort of starting to be friends, right? I didn't know you that well then.
Not too well then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so our, I guess maybe
is, okay. Apparently drinking vodka.
Gross.
You guys, fuck all of you, okay?
Um, And a couple of people have talked about the weekend in May, and I keep telling them I believe it's the 4th through the 7th?
That Friday.
Cinco de Mayo? Cinco del Drinco?
Cinco del Drinco.
It's Friday through the Sunday, but really, you want to plan to get there Friday through Sunday because...
Oh, wait.
What?
Sorry, what date did you say?
I think it's the May 4th through the 7th, the Friday through the Monday.
That's when I'm asking off for work.
Okay, because my friend Kelsey is, she bought herself Hamilton tickets for May the 3rd.
Okay. Well,
so I need to be in the city that day, but I would potentially fly in on a Friday anyway. So, no matter.
Matt just said that his mother's birthday is the 5th, and so is my mom's.
Oh.
Sorry to interrupt you. I almost typed it, and then I remembered.
No, that's okay.
Have to type.
Yes.
I know that that's Mandy's daughter's birthday, if she's still out there.
No.
So if you are coming, for
and hopefully you are.
I think, yes, and hopefully you are. I think our chat's drunk enough now that they're also going to laugh at that. Everybody. hashtag don't drink at work. Don't listen. Don't listen at work. But don't drink at work either. you're going to want to come in on the Friday and then leave on the Monday. And that's just because we do things literally on Friday night, Saturday for much of the day, and Sunday for much of the day. And you're going to probably be hungover. Amanda, as a person who is new there.
I don't think I ever actually got hungover.
Really? Sorry. Yeah. I just saw.
I was like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah, we've got some breaking news here.
Like, that was that pause, if you're listening in the future.
Wait, hold on. There's so many screens, guys.
There are so many screens. And guess what?
What?
Gently stopped the recording like 20 minutes ago. So we're just going to let whatever the YouTube audio has. And yes, Mandy, come to Raleigh. Okay, was that the end of our feedback?
Yes.
That was the end of the feedback. We'll start to wrap up this show with our things that didn't suck about 2017 and our resolutions for 2018.
Not it to go first. I realized I wasn't thinking about mine. I have to think about it.
I have something.
Yes.
A couple of things that didn't suck in 2017. Here are some of the highlights, and some of them come from the beginning of the year. Okay, so do you remember when we all marched in various different cities? That was pretty fucking amazing back in January.
Yep.
The women's various women's marches. And then we're knitted pussy hats. That's a highlight.
That's true.
Okay, so that was a big one. Also, I went to an amateur porn film festival. Did I talk about that on the podcast? Hopefully.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Okay. The butter.
The butter. Yes, that was really good. And I'm set to do that again in January.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yes. Another highlight was, do you guys remember when the first travel ban, like, tried to go into effect and all of those wonderful people and lawyers and everyone were, like, rushing to the airports in New York? It's, like, one of those moments where, like, I was really proud to be American. That was beautiful. So that was a highlight.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm sure there's some other stuff. That's what comes to mind first.
I'm trying to think. So Perfect House was a highlight for me.
Perfect House. Oh, I got a promotion. Sorry. Forgot that.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
Let's see. New baby, which I am actually going to hold off on that until 2018 because I'm super superstitious. Yes.
That's fair.
And, like, getting to that point where I'm, like, super anxious, where – hold on. Take a video of it for me. Jay's texting me updates from outside.
Yep. I just got an update on my phone.
So super, super anxious, where I'm like, what if something goes wrong? What if I die? What if, you know, something happens? So, again, I told you, it's been a long 9 months without one. I'm trying to think what else. I guess – a lot of things didn't suck. We had a great Comic-Con this year. All right, guys, this is horrible podcasting on my end. I cannot stop trying to listen to what's going on outside. Okay, the May weekend was actually one of my huge highlights of this year. I know that JP said it earlier. That was so much fun. It was so great to get to meet everybody new. And I'm not even just saying that to like piss people's butts in the chat. Like, it was really super fun. And I was reminded when JP said making great decisions, new friends, promotion, moving, not being with the wrong person. Dan said, my highlight for 2017 was when I caught drunk Colleen falling down the stairs and she tried kissing me. I don't remember that. And, like, at all. What? What was rejected? What was rejected? Chat, what was rejected? What is going on? I don't understand. What's happening outside the store? We'll edit that out in post.
Yes. Let's keep talking about the good things. Joanne is going to be a grandma in May. That's awesome.
Janie's that is awesome.
Getting caught up with the broadcast. Yay! She got current.
Yes. Yay. That's the way we like it.
That S, whenever you get current, congratulations and welcome to the club. What? He won? Officially?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's a positive thing.
That is a positive
thing. That's a positive thing.
I mean, the fact that it was ever a question
right.
is All right, wait. Absolute well, insanity.
I have absolutely no idea how long we've been recording for because I stopped my other recording and YouTube doesn't have a time clock.
We've been at it for about 90 minutes.
Okay, so.
That's right.
Things that didn't suck. Nothing. The world is great. Awesome. Resolutions.
Wait, I didn't talk about my things.
Oh, shit, Amanda.
Bitch, you can't leave my stuff out. Well, things that aren't me. Yeah, the Women's March was awesome. A lot of women sort of broke records for various seats of government. While we didn't get a woman president, we did get a lot of women breaking ground in local elections and Congress. So that was pretty cool. I had a lot of friends welcome healthy babies into the world. So that was really, really great. A lot of very wanted babies. I got to go to Hamilton. I think that was a big highlight for me. Yeah, I got to go to another country and explore. And I got to step out of my little bubble for a couple weeks. So that was pretty awesome.
Yes. I went to London.
Yeah.
And saw Adele's last show.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
Cool. Oh, I got to see a couple of friends that I hadn't seen for a long time this year. And I'll get to see some of them again soon. And so that's really cool. And then probably next year too. And I also met the most people I've ever met who like listen to the broadcast or like involved in the network in some way.
Nice.
This year.
Yeah.
That was cool. Yeah. No, me too. Yeah. Getting to go to Raleigh was really great. It's the first time I got to see Zach since he was baptized, so that was really special for me.
Oh my god, he's a little punk now too. I was telling him the other day, I was like, I can't breathe because I can't breathe without my brace on, and he goes, yes, you're breathing.
Oh, he's your kid through and through.
I think I told this story last week, but I didn't because it happened on Thursday. He sits down on the couch, starts coughing, and he goes, and I'm like, Zach, are you okay? Like, thinking he's choking on something or whatever. And he goes, I'm dying. I need to watch something on the TV.
Oh, there is no question. That is your kid.
I know.
That's amazing.
My sister was dying when I told them. She was like, oh my god, he's a little you. And I was like, yes, he is.
In the chat, JP reminded me that I met Ty this year.
Oh, that's right!
Also PRing at the Big Sur Marathon. That was really fucking cool.
Nice.
Sweet. I'm trying to think. I did not PR in anything except maybe the amount that I can drink and stay up late in May. That was one of my all-time favorite moments of the year, though, was when we were all in the kitchen talking about conspiracy theories. I needed to be reminded a little bit of it the next day, but I have full memory. And that brings me to my resolution for next year, which is to not get totally shit-faced this May.
It's fair.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean,
hope you're hiring a babysitter for that weekend. A live-in nanny.
Probably not, but that's okay.
Just play past the baby.
That's okay. You'll still be in my room at that point. And my room is like, you know, the other side of the house if you stay down here. Matt says, I learned about the health benefits of alcohol. Oh, wait.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, leave them wanting something more.
You want something more. As far as the resolutions go, do you guys have anything? Kat, please feel free to chime in as well. Like in
yeah, all- I do. So this past year, I gave myself too many, and I didn't do most of them. So I'm going to be a little more simplistic this year. I decided, so my the Brantford Festival, there's a 5-mile road race every year on Father's Day, and I've decided this year is going to be the year I'm going to run it.
Awesome.
Every year on Father's Day weekend, I watch all the runners come in, and I'm like, I could do that. Next year, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to get in shape, and I'm going to do it. And I never do. So this year, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
I can go next unless you want to go, Shandy.
Go for it.
I know your love resolution time.
I kind of do.
So my resolution is actually kind of more serious. I'm going to try to, because I know once I get post-baby and things kind of went wonky for me more so when I stopped nursing Zach, my hormones never really adjusted and like just everything went out of control before I eventually went on the sertraline and I went off it when I first got pregnant. And I would like to, and I'm totally selfish, I don't want to gain 10 pounds again from it. So like I've only gained
30. That's fair.
Yeah. Pregnancy, but when they were saying like you only gained 13 pounds, I was like, yes, but I started 10 pounds heavier. Like
right.
When I got measured at this office here before you guys gave me my prescription, I was, you know, 9.4 pounds less. Like it, you know, it was clearly, you know, this was a direct result of that. So I'm going to try to do healthier things for myself so that I can try to possibly kind of control the anxiety and whatever before I decide to try to do that. That means like get on a better drinking schedule, better eating. Cause when I was breastfeeding, I like got super skinny and like the stereotypical where they say like you burn so much and I was eating so much and I was starting to eat like super unhealthy too. Like, you know, like 5 tacos for dinner unhealthy and like just really never got back into eating better and as well as I was doing beforehand. So I know I need to kind of take care of myself a lot better this time around. And it's going to have to start right away. There can't be any like, you know, I have this free eat whatever I want thing because, you know, I have to kind of pick it up right away. I can't because I'm not the kind of person that just like changes something like on a dime like that. So that's going to be taking better care of myself to maintain my mental health is really my big, and it's going to be a big thing for 2018. So
I think that's really good. I think it's a really, really good goal.
Thank you.
Nice. Yes. I also had a lot of things last year, Amanda, that I didn't end up doing. Some that I sort of kind of, so, I mean, whatever, that's what resolutions are. It's like it's like when you meet your boss and you have like your personal development plan and like, you know, just got some ideas. We'll see if we make the mark. But what I would really like to do in the coming year is similarly to last year, I'll be running the Big Sur Marathon again. So I would like to PR again. And I really am staring at that 4-hour mark, but I'm maybe going to be more realistic and just say like, I just want a PR. And if I can shave off like 6 minutes every time, then I will eventually get there. But I want to do it more like smartly and safely than last year because I ended up kind of injuring myself like halfway through the training and then like at the race. And then that kind of has like really had an effect on like my running the rest of the year. And so I essentially just need to like be smarter about how I'm cross training and weightlifting and all the boring stuff. So I need to make myself do that. And then
I love that stuff.
Yeah, I've actually really grown to really like cross training. The kettlebell, man. I'm in love with the kettlebell.
Okay, well, hopefully you can transfer maybe some of that. I can just like absorb some of it through the airwaves. Because I can run for hours. But as soon as you tell me to like go to a gym and stand and like do, you know, some like weightlifting and stuff, I get really bored. It's just
I do it from the privacy of my own home. There you go.
Well, at home I would never do it. So.
Yeah,
but
that's what I said.
Okay, we'll see. But I do also really want to do more yoga. And that was kind of one of the things I talked about last year. And I went to yoga. I went to yoga in 2017 more than I did in 2016. So there's that. But it was still only a handful of times. So I want to do that. And then
Shandy, you also totally go to yoga.
Exactly. I will totally go to yoga. Okay, so then the other thing is I need to have a better work-life balance because I've noticed in the past, especially like 6 months, but also even back further, I just like work all the time and it's ridiculous. And it's mostly because I have this like side gig where I teach these classes online.
Yeah.
And I pretty much hate it and I've always hated it, but I started it like a couple years ago and then you like get used to the money and then it's hard to stop. But anyway, it's come to a point where like, I just need to cut the fucking cord because I don't like to have to check in on the weekends and do work on the weekends and do work when I'm fucking on vacation and like always have a computer with me. And so I am finishing out a class that goes pretty much through like Christmas, which also is just like, really, like, you guys think it's okay to have your semester end on the 24th of December?
Right.
That is
messed up.
Fuck them. This university that will go unnamed. But so I'm going to finish out this term and then I'm just not going to do that anymore. I'm really excited because I have like an intense enough job as it is and I'm happy to put in the time while I'm there and like really give it my all. But then I can't be also like coming home and in the evenings doing more fucking bullshit, like, you know, that takes my time and brainwaves and whatever. So that's what I'll be doing, more running and yoga and
nice.
Yes.
I think that's really good.
That working millennial lifestyle in 2018.
Yeah. Oh, it's the fucking worst. I mean, when it makes me angry too, because when I think about like I said, you get used to the money, so then it's hard to like stop. But at the same time, if I were to sort of calculate what I'm being paid by the amount of time I spend in these classes, just like, really? Like,
right. Is it worth it?
Yes. Fuck the whole thing. Like, fuck this university in particular. Fuck the whole system of exploiting adjuncts. It's just like, it's all shit. And because I do have like an actual full-time job, I can say peace out. And I know that's not the case for everyone. So I feel lucky in that respect, but yeah. I'm just like done. I'm not supposed to be tired because like I don't have kids. That's like part of, that's supposed to be part of the perks, right? So,
yeah.
Back to that.
All right. Looks like everybody has good 2018 goals. The chat, Mandy said my resolutions to work less at home and spend time with the girls. Matt said I'd like to read more. I'm reading Homegoing by Jaisi right now, and it's really good, written by a female immigrant. Person of color. I should get into the habit of walking again. Ed,
walking's great.
Yeah, walking is my favorite thing to do. Like, I used to run all the time, but like I legitimately will walk for hours.
And yeah, mm-hmm. It's better for your body. It's better for your joints.
Yeah, it is, because you know my knees aren't even as bad. And I like can't walk after I run. So
yeah, well, and also we'll see. That's why I'm sort of setting 5 miles. If I can do 5 miles. Then right. We'll go back to the orthopedist and see what he says.
On that note, thank you all for coming out here. I'm not going to play a Christmas song to play us out because, like I said, I stopped the official recording, so I really need this YouTube video to not be held up from a copyright reason. But perhaps I will play a little bit of my personal, not lame, favorite Angels We Have Heard on High or something when we leave here. But thank you all for listening to us this year. Like, we really appreciate it because it's like we're so lucky, we get so much feedback, and like that's like the best part is getting to interact with people, because it's really fun that we get to interact with each other, but it's even cooler and more awesome that we get to interact with everybody that's, or you know, a percentage of the people that's listening. So thank you so much. And if you have anything that you want to contribute for 2018, broadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can give us a call, 331-276-2373. I really, 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 really want to make haikus a thing in January. So especially 69 and cuddling haikus.
Yep. The Broadcast Cafe.
Yes! Oh, my God!
The Broad Cafe.
The Broad Cafe. Okay. We definitely need to get on more merchandise and shirts for next year.
Yeah.
Thank you. But if you'd like to become a patron, patreon.com/JayandJack. You can go to jayandjack.com and click on become a patron. on that note, guys, happy ending. Sploot. By the way, if you are taking 90 minutes to do a 69, we're probably doing something wrong, right?
Or you're just tantric.
So, yeah.
All right.
On that note. Say? Who's to judge?
True. JP wants to know if the service fee makes him eligible for the Patreon hangout now. Happy Hanukkah. No. All right. On that note, though, guys, anybody have anything to say for the rest of the end of 2017?
No. Well, Roy Moore lost, right? So happy end.
Yep.
Happy ending.
Change may be slow, but change is possible.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And peace out, guys. And peace on earth and goodwill towards men.
Thanks for also a great year. And women. To all peoples.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks.
Bye, to the non-binaries. And see you in the even year.
See you in the even year.
See you in the even year. Yeah.
Words are words. Bye.
Bye. Bye.